This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens on a big news Tuesday. Stay with us.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Will the issue of deep fakes impact the election of 2020? Ari Zoldan's here with Tech Tuesday. We will also talk about the Democrats' lack of plans on addressing the border crisis. Carol Markowitz of the New York Post in the green room. But we start with Steve Moore and all the stuff that is in the economy right now. Is it good? Is it a bubble? Is it bust? Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. We've got a big, busy hour. We're also going to look at your diminishing freedoms that Alliance Defending Freedom is now defending and why you need to help them continue to defend those for generations to come. It is a really interesting day in which we live, friend, and we're looking at people and talking about things that are going to have long-lasting impact. The Democrats are wanting to literally do nothing but cry and weep about the border. And Carol Markowitz has had enough. And when we get into a discussion with her, I'm going to ask her exactly what are their solutions? You've got all these complaints and all these problems and you're emoting, but where's your actual solution? In fact, who's the only one doing anything about that? We'll ask some very pointed questions about that. But the top headline on Drudge Report much of the day today had to do with the economy. Consumer confidence numbers are in and home sale numbers are in. And Steve Moore is back with us. He's an economist, of course, for the Heritage Foundation. He's a writer for the Wall Street Journal. He's one of the Trump tax and economic advisors that helped craft the tax policy and economic plan for the president. And not long ago, he was a nominee. He's no longer, but I'm selfish about that. That's good for us because we get to pick his brain some more. So, Stephen, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hi, Kevin.
Let's talk about home sales and consumer confidence. Now, there's great bating of breath and panting and wringing of hands today because consumer confidence drops to lowest levels since September of 2017. What say you, Steve Moore?
Well, yeah, first of all, we got a blockbuster economy. I mean, you got the best labor market in 50 years. You've got, something like 7.5 million surplus jobs in this country. You've got wages rising. I mean, there's so much that's going right in the economy. And frankly, the thing that's holding back growth right now, Kevin, is a shortage of workers, which is kind of a nice thing, nice problem for a country to have when you have more jobs than workers to fill them. But, are there some signs of some bumps in the road in the last few months, a month or so? Yeah. And I think that's associated with the trade dispute that's going on, this trade war with China, which is clearly, having a negative impact on the U.S., but it's having a hugely negative impact on China. I happen to think, by the way, Trump is fighting the right fight here. This is, in my opinion, short-term pain for much longer-term gain for the U.S. in terms of our economic and national security. But are we facing recession? No, not as far as the eye can see. This economy has got a long way to go. The tax cuts are still just kicking in. Trump is deregulating. We're producing more energy than any time before. Lowest unemployment rate for blacks, Hispanics, women, people without a high school degree. Just go down the line. It's a really, really strong economy.
Yeah. Well, let me go slow to go fast for a second, because I think when people hear the term consumer confidence, I think we have one picture of what that means. But in reality, what is it an indication of? What are they actually measuring when they produce that number?
Well, first of all, go back to 2016, before Trump was elected. Consumer confidence was much lower then than it is today. I mean, when Trump was elected, was a record spurt in consumer confidence, and
right.
It's remained pretty high, for 2.5 years. That's why I kind of joke when they say, oh, look, the consumer confidence dipped. Yeah, dipped from levels that are, way off the charts.
Otherworldly most times.
The same thing with business confidence. Business confidence has been consistently strong for 2.5 years now. Guess what? It dipped a little bit from its all-time high. But, that's like saying, a guy who scores 40 points a game in basketball, gee, had a terrible game, he only scored 35 points.
Yeah. Well, is that a composite of economic activity of like retail and consumer purchasing? Or what is the what do they look at when they're determining that?
Well, consumer confidence is basically a just a survey of how people feel about the direction of the economy. So it's really just a poll question.
Oh.
It tends to be a lagging indicator, by the way. It tends to be, in other words, consumer confidence tells you how the economy's been, not where it's headed. I mean, almost every economist agree with that. That's why they say, well, gee, people look at the last, unemployment rate, and then the consumer confidence very tied to, what happened weeks ago, not where people think things are headed. It does tell you a little bit about people's attitude about their personal finances, and those numbers have still been pretty good. I mean, if you ask people, do you think the economy is strong, about 60 to 70% say yes. So, I think consumer confidence is important, but it's looking at the past, not the future.
Let me ask a very practical question then. So you've got Bernie and you've got a bunch of these guys that are on the road trying to out-promise each other on stuff that they're going to deliver. I mean,
yes.
The most absurd one is we're going to cure cancer because Joe Biden said so. But when you're talking about a $1.6 trillion giveaway to forgive all college debt, what does that kind of idea, even if he doesn't implement it, but he comes to office promising to do that, what kind of idea does that put into the economic reality should the country begin to lean in that position?
So this is a great question. I'm going to answer your question more broadly. When we were just talking about how is the economy doing, I said, it's pretty much green light, you know, in almost every area. But the one thing that, because there's two things that concern me. One is, you know, the global economy has been slowing down a little bit, and that means all the growth has to come from the United States, and that puts a lot of weight on our shoulder. The second thing, you know, that concerns me, though, is, you know, what if investors actually think that someone like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren could actually win the election? I mean, they have, let's face it, I mean, their ideas are crazy. I mean, the idea that you're going to forgive everyone for their debt and the taxpayer is going to pick up $1.6 trillion of debt, you know, on top of the $22 trillion debt we already have. I mean, no rational person thinks that's a very smart plan. I happen to think, by the way, that the amount of money that universities are charging our families is outrageously
insane.
High.
Absolutely.
It has to be dealt with by forcing universities to reduce their, you know, outrageous tuitions, not by forgiving the. And by the way, how is it fair for someone who paid their debt on their student loans and made the sacrifice to then have to pay more taxes?
Well, that's what I was wondering this morning, Steve. I wanted to know where I could get in line to get a tax refund for all the college debt I paid off. Because I want that money back.
What about mortgages? What about people who don't want to pay their mortgages? Are we going to pick those up too?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's we always reward the bad actors of the economy, and then we punish the people who did the right thing. But look, I think that it is scary if we're looking at. And by the way, I think Trump is going to win a big, a re-election. But if the market believed, hey, we're going to see a president, you know, Warren or a president. Bernie Sanders, I think that would spook. I think you'd see a 1,000-point decline in the Dow Jones. It would kill the stock market.
Yeah. And that's just on the basis of what they've been. They haven't implemented
way,
one policy. You lose
you
that right away.
Said,
go ahead.
You mentioned $1 trillion of the $1.5 trillion of the cost of that student loan forgiveness. You're right about that number. But I did a number looking at all of the proposals, the Green New Deal, the Medicare for All, the expanded Social Security benefits, the reparations payments.
I'm afraid to ask.
You know what? Okay, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Over 20 years, $100 trillion.
That's like saying, okay, so there's this, what movie is it that there's this quote, and he's like, I think it's one of the Austin Powers movies. That's like saying it's $100 billion. Like,
exactly.
That much money doesn't even exist.
I think Bernie Sanders has his fingernail in his mouth then when he says that. But I mean, it's just unbelievable how much these guys want to spend and spend and spend. And they say, we're going to pay for that by repealing the Trump tax cut. I mean, that's why the economy is growing. So that agenda really worries me. I think the Democrats have really moved more in the socialist direction. And I don't think our country, I don't think we have it in our DNA that we're socialists.
Well, the president said as much, both in his address at Orlando, where he announced his reelection, and about 2 weeks before that. And here's the thing, Stephen Moore. I said probably, what has it been, about 12 weeks now. I think Trump's going to win 34 to 38 states, maybe more.
I think he's doing 40. At 40.
But I think at minimum he's going to do 4 to 8 more than he got in 16. I think the media is going to be gobsmacked because their jaw's going to be on the floor going, how did that happen? And you know what? You can point to all these stupid ideas that every one of these candidates are coming forward with because there's nothing there that normal taxpayers want to have anything to do with. Anyway.
Well, plus, there's never been a time in American history when voters have voted against peace and prosperity. Prosperity, and that's what we have today.
Steve Moore, appreciate it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warrantied for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are a concentration camp.
Well, that's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that they are. But nobody that has ever actually studied the concentration camps of World War II, particularly the camps that Jews were kept in during that era, would dare make that comparison. Just one of the things that she says that continually seems to prove that she is increasingly unfit for office. And I don't know, maybe the voters of her district are starting to feel that way as well. We'll see. Anyway, Carol Markowitz is back with us. She's written about AOC and company. And Carol, I was thinking about you last night. So I'm like just working away yesterday in the office, and my account rep, Joyce Becker, sends me a quick note. She goes, hey, Dining Out Magazine wants you to come to their lunch for their new issue tonight. Can you be at the Brick House at this time? And I thought, wow, that's like last minute, moved things around, got there, because when Dining Out Magazine's launching something, you know there's going to be some pretty good food there. And then I got there and I was like, oh man, I wish Shy and Carol could come. They love this place. But anyway, you came to mind last night. Yeah. So let's talk about AOC and this current stuff that they're talking about. You know, I saw Hillary Clinton this morning tweet back to back, or I guess it was a thread, where she was making the same kind of statement about how it's such an injustice that people aren't being given soap and toothpaste and everything else. I mean, nobody's ever given me soap and toothpaste. I haven't lived in cages anywhere, but nobody's ever offered to give me free soap and toothpaste. But what's your thought about what this current dialogue is doing to us?
It's a lot of emoting. Like I say in my column yesterday, the Democrats are all about talking about how deeply they care. They care so much. They care so much more than that awful, awful Donald Trump does. And they want to talk about that all the time, but they do not want to talk about what to do instead.
Right.
Instead of detaining people, instead of stopping people at our border, instead of turning people away at our border. It's a lot of conversations that they don't want to have because they do not align with the American people. And I looked at all the statements by all the candidates, I mean all of them, and what I kept seeing was this adamant thing where they say that they do not support open borders. I mean, Bernie Sanders made a comment like, what, we can't have open borders, there's so many poor people in this world, we would just have a mess at our border. And again, if Donald Trump said that, we would hear about that for 3 days. But Bernie Sanders says it's not a big deal. It's kind of a callous statement about the poor people of the world who, you know, we can't possibly allow into America. So they all say we're against open borders, but they also don't want to detain people at the border. Well, I'm sorry. If you're not detaining people, that's open borders. Like, and we need the media to point that out again and again. Otherwise, they're going to get away with this doublespeak, and
right,
it's really not something that should be allowed to happen.
Well, and practically speaking, even with the detainment, when you get people processed and then they get their court date, there's a statistic that I think it was Department of Homeland Security put out a couple of weeks ago that said that 9 out of 10 never are seen again. They don't they don't just not show up for their court date. They have no idea where they go. So it may have a couple of steps to it, but it's in fact pragmatic open border policy de facto.
Right, exactly. And also, whenever the Democrats are asked about immigration in any way, they always defer to like the most kind of sympathetic cases, the dreamers, the kids who were brought here, you know, against their will by their parents and grew up in America. Shouldn't they have the opportunity? And that's a discussion we can have. But that's not what's going on at the border. The detention centers at the border are not filled to capacity and above capacity by dreamers. Let's be real here.
Right.
And the fact that they keep changing the conversation to that or to asylum seekers or whatever, that is not the majority of the people at the borders. And we have to keep nailing that because the media just won't do it. The reporters who consider themselves firefighters just will let them, you know, go on and on about all the ways that they care so much, but they won't ask them, what do you want to do? Barack Obama deported more people than any previous or since president. So once you're president, you realize that this isn't something you can just ignore. This isn't something you can just say, I care so much, let's get rid of these detention centers. You actually have to do something. So here we are with them not being called on it. And I think this election should be about them having to answer what they want to do with the influx of illegal immigrants at our border, period.
Well, yesterday, Drudge had a link up to an article that said, overwhelmingly, immigration is the number one issue heading into the 2020 framework. And I don't think, Carol, I was at the Orlando announcement. I'm telling you, if Trump has lost 1 ounce of support amongst people that thought immigration was important in 2016, I can't tell, because it seems like the stakes have gotten bigger. There's more to lose, and what we're dealing with is a kind of Congress, they're just stuck in their position where they are refusing in any way whatsoever to come to the table and to offer any kind of actual solution. So you're stuck with whatever Trump puts forward. And you know what? I got to give him credit when he said, you know, maybe we need tariffs, and Mexico got their little heinies on airplanes and up to Washington, D.C. within a week. And started having discussions. And now they're going to send 15,000. They're going to send 5,000 troops to their southern border, to the Guatemalan border. But they're going to send 15,000 troops to the northern border to start helping with this issue that we're talking about, according to reports today. he's having to solve this problem using that incalcitrant group that's in the House and work around them, because even some of his Republicans aren't working with him, and he's getting it done. Like, that's the amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, this is not something that can just go ignored, and I think that Donald Trump understands that. And I'm an immigrant. I'm not against immigration in any way, but we need some sort of cohesive policy. We cannot just have open borders. You know, here I am agreeing with the words that Bernie Sanders says, but if we had open borders, half the world would want to come here. I don't blame them, but we can't. We can't let them in.
Yeah. So let me ask you from a practical standpoint. If Trump's on the right side, what do the Democrats do to try to take votes away from him on this issue?
I think just keep hammering him that the conditions are so bad. And I think that the reason the conditions are so bad is because they're so overextended.
Right.
And we do need to improve conditions. We should be spending more money there. But we need, in order to spend more money, we have to admit that the detention centers aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So,
and you've got to allocate the funds, which brings us back to Congress. And that, and see, I can solve that problem for Trump in one ad. They wouldn't work with us. They refused to lift a finger. I'm the only one that did anything to try to fix it. Very interesting stuff. Reed Carroll's column, Democrats Refuse to Say What America Should Do About Border Crisis. And that in and of itself is a crisis. Carol, thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you for months and months about the fact that when I go through those allergy seasons in the past, I've always gotten the bronchial stuff. The little sniff turns into a and then before you know it, I just don't feel well. I have to tell you, the last couple of years has been very different. What's the biggest difference? Well, I'm getting a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Kev, are you sitting down and eating 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables? No. But it's the equivalent of 10 plates of 31 fruits and veggies. Like, if you made a salad of 31 fruits and veggies, I'm eating like 10 servings of that a day. How am I getting it? Little piece of technology called Balance of Nature. It's just simple fruit and vegetable in capsule form. They take out all of the air and take out all of the water, but they do so in a way that protects the nutritional value of the fruits and veggies. They grind them up, put them in capsules. You're a different person because of it. Once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. And right now is the best time to try, because I've got the best discount for you you're going to find anywhere. 30% discount when you call now and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net, or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape, and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, all month long we've been asking you to become a partner with the Alliance Defending Freedom and trying to give you real-life examples of the stuff that they are doing and why their existence is so important. I'm glad to get to speak today with Tyler Langhofer again, because the stuff that he's working on really impacts us in ways that few other things do. Students on the college campus are really under almost more fire than anywhere else. And when you start looking at all of the colleges and what they're doing and why they're doing it, you suddenly understand that there's very little protection for the college students, at least that the colleges ever alert them to. So Tyler is back with us. Tyler, thanks for being here. How would you currently describe the ability for college students to truly express their viewpoints, particularly if they're not necessarily the dominant viewpoint of the campus in America today?
It's unfortunate, but the students' willingness to express themselves has been on a slow decline over the last, especially the last 3 or 4 years, as we've seen the level of emotion rise everywhere in the nation, but especially on the college campus. And primarily, the reason that is because there's a real lack of ideological diversity. There's a lot of diversity racially and gender and all of these other diversities that colleges are seeking for. But what they're not seeking and what they're actually shutting down is the ideological diversity, which is really the diversity that matters, because that's how we learn from other people, is to hear their perspective. And if everybody has the same perspective on campus, what that does, that ideological uniformity really breeds intolerance of other ideas. And that's what we're seeing on college campuses.
So talk to me. Is free speech effectively dead for the conservative or the Christian college campus student?
So absolutely not. So the freedom is really strong, and in the cases we bring, we're able to win. We have about a 90% success rate. And so that's the good news, is that the First Amendment and the protection for students is really, really strong. But what they have to have is they have to have the fortitude to stand up and willing to call somebody like ADF and say, hey, this is happening. Will you help me stand up for my rights? So that does take a certain sense of fortitude to say, I'm going to stand against this college, which I really love. I came here because I love it, but I value it so much that I don't want it to be a place where they're censoring people simply because of their ideas.
Friends, I you know, if you've been listening this month, how much I agree with what Tyler's saying. And here's the real problem, friend. If we don't help make sure that ADF is there, those college students won't have any place to call. That's what Alliance Defending Freedom does. They take the cases pro bono. Students in college are already under a tremendous amount of college debt. Most of them, they don't have the ability to fund a multi-million-dollar, multi-jurisdictional lawsuit that may go all the way up to the Supreme Court sometimes. They don't have that capacity. And that's what the university and the liberal interest groups and the academics and the administrators all count on. They all count on these kids petering out with a lack of resources to really bolster the claim. And Tyler, stop me if I'm wrong, but that's the great bet that they're now sometimes losing when you guys take the case.
No, absolutely. And that's the great thing. Again, I've seen it time and time again. These students are so grateful for somebody that can take on these really large universities that, you know, many of these universities, they're larger than small towns. They have billion-dollar budgets. They've got all kinds of attorneys at their disposal, and the student feels powerless. And so it's wonderful to be able to come in and say, hey, we've got your back. And, you know, for example, we represented Norvilla Etienne at Queens College in New York. And, you know, her group, her Students for Life group, was denied recognition simply because the student body, the government, did not like their views. And they allowed these other groups to be recognized, but not their Students for Life group. And so if we weren't able to come in and allow and intervene, they would have never had a voice on campus. But because we intervened, their Students for Life group is now recognized, and now this pro-life view is being heard at Queens College because Norvilia was willing to stand.
Well, I'm grateful for that on so many levels. And friends, if you're hearing what Tyler's saying and you say, you know, we've got to make sure that ADF is there for the next generation of because this is not going to get any better. We need them in our corner. We need them fighting for our First Amendment rights, our right to believe what we believe and to speak what we speak. Then become a partner. We're looking for about 40 more partners to join us here in New York. 800-569-1559. A one-time gift of $100 will help protect those rights. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. You can also give a gift by going online to am970theanswer.com and clicking on the Alliance Defending banner at the top of the page. Tyler Longhofer, thank you so much for what you're doing and making sure that even those Queens College kids are well protected. Again, that phone number, 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you for months and months about the fact that when I go through those allergy seasons in the past, I've always gotten the bronchial stuff. The little sniff turns into a, and then before you know it, I just don't feel well. I have to tell you, the last couple of years has been very different. What's the biggest difference? Well, I'm getting a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Kev, are you sitting down and eating 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables? No. But it's the equivalent of 10 plates of 31 fruits and veggies. Like if you made a salad of 31 fruits and veggies, I'm eating like 10 servings of that a day. How am I getting it? Little piece of technology called Balance of Nature. It's just simple fruit and vegetable in capsule form. They take out all of the air and take out all of the water, but they do so in a way that protects the nutritional value of the fruits and veggies. They grind them up, put them in capsules. You're a different person because of it. Once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. And right now is the best time to try because I've got the best discount for you you're going to find anywhere. 30% discount when you call now and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Everywhere I go, oh, I change it all, always on my road,
breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And on Tuesdays, we like to set aside some time to deal specifically with one of the sections of news that affects all of us all the time, and yet very few things, at least in talk radio, ever cover it. And that is technology and the breaking news in the tech sphere. Ari Zoldan is back with us. He's the head of Quantum Media and our resident expert on all things technology. All right. It was good to see you on Sunday. I got to say, we have talked a lot about this technology called Fluber that is coming about. And it was impressive to see it up close and personal. The planes looked awesome. The app works great. But for people that haven't heard us talk about this, to be able to order kind of a private jet with the convenience of a web app that gets you a car to and from the airport and costs slightly more than just a commercial ticket, I think that our friends at Fluber are onto something. That was an incredible presentation that they made on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin, and thanks for taking the time to come out. Look, we covered this before, Kevin. We're in the convenience economy, whether it's Airbnb, whether it's Uber. Being able to do something quick, easy, and trying to keep it as simple as possible. But also, how do you get the product or service to be competitive? And I think Fluber, they really did it. And we're excited to see they're up and running right now. People are booking flights. It's short hop flights, so New York, Atlantic City, New York, Boston, New York, D.C. And it's exciting. It's run by professional pilots. And it's just about being quick and easy and affordable. And I think if you can deliver that to the end user, and it just doesn't have to be the aircraft industry. It could be the real estate space. It could be really any space. I think that's the value today. I think they're delivering it. We're going to be seeing a lot more of them as well.
Well, I can't wait to try to take my initial flight on one. But if it comes off half as good as it appears, and if people want to see the aircraft themselves, I've got them linked on my Instagram. But it was a really just phenomenal presentation, and to hear the heart of the owner, who made his living in the tech space, but has a passion for aviation and has brought that expertise into a marketplace that really has a space for it. I mean, I was talking with some folks after I got back, Ari, and you know, there's people that own their own planes, and there's people that can, you know, get in their own plane and go where they want to go. But there's a lot of people that I think if they don't have to pay an outrageous amount to rent a private aircraft, they would surpass that TSA experience and go around all the hassles of going to a big public airport like JFK or LaGuardia or Newark if they could avoid it. And this seems to hit so many solutions for people that are in that that, you know, demographic right now.
And I think you nailed it, Kevin. It's they've identified a problem in the industry, and they're delivering a very, very simple solution. But, you know, and they're able to execute it and roll it out. And I think what you said, that, you know, the CEO is spending a lot of time with him, and thank you for coming out again. He was able to turn his passion into a successful business.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people are able to do that. So it's exciting to be with him. It's exciting to feel his passion, and it's infectious. And I think a lot of people felt that in the room a couple of days ago.
So if people are interested in more information, they can download the app by going to their app store and looking for FLEW, Fluber, B-E-R. But it's so inventive that he even got Uber, which it's definitely modeled after, to allow a direct patch from the Fluber app over to the Uber app, and you can book your car and your flight all at one time, get a discount on your car booking to and from the airport. And again, you're talking about a ticket that's just a little bit more than just a commercial airline flight. And to have the convenience of being in control of your kind of overall involvement here is really quite something. So I would encourage people to check that out. Ari, let's talk a little bit about this new phenomenon in the tech world called deep fakes. Now, I had not heard of these until about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 weeks ago at the earliest. But they have now increasing. I'm seeing headlines now almost on a daily or weekly basis bubble up, talking about both the impact that deep fakes have, and not even in public dynamic. I mean, people are making deep fakes about their jilted lovers, and they're, you know, we've heard about revenge porn. This is like a whole different level. They're making deep fakes embarrassing people. It's a really a dangerous kind of idea in technology. But the good news is, in today's Post, there's a story that they've got detection software that at least is on some level helping people to determine which ones are credible and which ones aren't. But talk to me about the phenomenon of the deep fake right now.
So, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of fake news, right, over the past couple of years. People, and actually good writers, are producing just content that's factually inaccurate. In essence, it's just kind of like really good, well-written propaganda, and people are believing it. So what's happening now is that we're kind of moving away from the written propaganda, and we're moving towards video propaganda. And that's what deepfakes are about. They're mimicking presidents. They're mimicking influencers, and people can't really tell whether it's real or not. And that's really one of the issues is that with the emergence of artificial intelligence, they're able to create these deep fakes where you're watching President Trump or you're watching an avatar of him, a deep fake of him, and you really, really, which is scary, you really, really can't tell the difference. And,
right.
And again, we're coming around to the election cycle again, and people are watching videos and they don't know whether it's the real Trump or the fake Trump. But there is a silver lining. As you said, the tech community is certainly, again, they're ahead of the curve, and they're trying to nail this pretty quickly, and they're able to detect through artificial intelligence and kind of resolve the problem about 96-97% of the time. So if they're going to continue with that, they're going to at least hedge a lot of the issues that are going on right now, which is very promising.
Well, I hope that is in fact the case. I do think information is going to be a real battleground in the election of 2020. And as we've seen with Project Veritas's exposés of Facebook and Google and Pinterest in the last successive weeks, there are some bad actors even inside some of the bigger tech companies. And so we need to be able to, I don't know, have some degree of reliability with what we're getting our information, how we're getting our information, who we're getting it from. And it seems like people that don't have good intentions are making that harder because they're using technology kind of in deliberately corruptive ways. But we'll hopefully stay ahead of that curve. Anyway, Ari Zoldan, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being back.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warrantied for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, and I just want to say a big thank you. I haven't had a chance to. Been so busy. Such a big news hour. And thanks to Steve Moore and Carol Markowitz and Tyler Langhofer and Ari Zolden for all of their great contributions today. But last night, the Brick House in Wyckoff, New Jersey, was the site of the Dining Out NJ launch party for their new issue. And I just got to say, Aldo Cacico, I think is how you say his name, the person that they're celebrating 36 years of culinary excellence in North Jersey, and Linda and Paul and all the folks from Dining Out, NJ, and just the great time. I brought the goodie bag home for my bride because she was not able to join us, and she was just thrilled with everything that was in there. And the food was unbelievable, and the Balmore, and just a wonderful tasting. I mean, it was heaven. So thank you, Linda. Thank you, Paul. Congratulations, Aldo. Thank you to everybody that was there last night. And yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll do some more fun stuff with them, maybe even on the air sometime soon. Anyway, that's my goal. All right. So finally today, I know that there's every now and then things that, like, it's like smacking someone in the side of the head with an egg. Like, you know, uncooked, it like hits them on the side of the forehead. And they're like, whoa, where'd that come from? How come? Well, this is one of those facts today. And it shouldn't, but it does. It has this unintended impact. President Trump signed that big tax cut reform act when? December 17? Okay. Since then, shock of shocks, the states with the lowest tax rates have produced, on average, 126% of the new job creation of that of the low of the high tax rates. So the low tax states have 126% more job creation going on, according to the Labor of Bureau of Statistics. And here it is: 3.2% private sector job growth in those 27 low tax states. Over the same 18 months in the highest tax states in the country, of which, you know, here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, all those, 1.6% job growth. So 3.2% in the low tax rate in the states and 1.6 in the high tax states. Now, just imagine if those high tax states would lower their tax rates, the pacing that the economy would be undergoing right now. But I know someone's sitting around going, you know, I never thought of this. You have higher taxes. You have fewer jobs. Huh? How does that work? I'm Kevin McCullough.